Hello, everyone. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here to do healings today with everyone from the Creation Lightship, with these light being doctors that are here, these beautiful beings. So I'm going to first introduce my co-host, Sylvia Joy, and she's been in the holistic field here for 30 years, and she teaches holistic health and wellness. She's had many restaurants where she's dealt with holistic type of food and eating and able to change people's lives through this process. So I'll let her come on right now. Are you there, Sylvia?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you very much, Ron. It's great to be here tonight. Very excited about it because we have some wonderful emails and questions that listeners have sent in to us, and we're going to be answering those questions and reading some of the emails that have been sent in by people who've had wonderful healings with the Creation Lightship. And I think before we get started on that, we have some upcoming dates that you would like to talk to people about, right?
Yes. At the end of this month, I'm going to be in New York at the expo there, the New Life Expo. And that'll be in Manhattan. That's at the end of this month, the last weekend, the first weekend. So it's kind of split between the 2 months here. And then I'll be doing workshops the following week. And then the next week we're going to be in Florida at Fort Lauderdale, also at the New Life Expo there. And I'm thinking about going the following week to Body, Mind, Spirit Expo also. That'll be about 40 miles north of that. So anyway, I'm still debating that right now, but it's very possible I'll be in Florida for two events. And then also the newest event that will be happening right now is going to be this coming Saturday. I'm doing another once-a-month ascension healing process. It's a four-hour shift healing with the light beings. And like I said, these light beings are here to help us for the ascension process. And you will be transported to the Creation Lightship out of time. And I have a lot of seers who can actually see these beautiful beings on the lightship. They may see their physical form that they have. They may see light energies. And there'll be 3 hours of divine healing, along with the one-hour water session where we're charging 7 containers of water, which will help to activate us more in our cellular structure here. And so it's the water just very, very good, great tasting. We're going to do one container of water here on this show tonight. So I'd like all of you to scroll down to my homepage on this BBS radio station, which you're listening to right now, and just click on it and scroll down, and you can see the beautiful light beam. We're going to be activating here a little bit later on the show, but also do get one container of water, a glass of water, so you can actually feel the physical changes and taste it.
While people are getting their water, Ron, let's say a big thank you to BBS Radio and Don there for making it possible for us to have this healing broadcast on. It's just an absolute wonderful opportunity to reach a lot of people and give them an opportunity for this healing.
Yes, that's definitely true. Thank you, Don. I know you're listening. We put our hats off to you for providing this wonderful service. So what we can do now is I'm going to do a special healing here. This is a brand new one that the Lightship brought in. If you've been on the line before, you probably have sampled many different healings down here by the light beings. So this first healing is just going to be one that is brand new, and this is with our sensory body. And so I'll just wait a minute here. We could probably talk a little bit here, if you want, Sylvia, about maybe the testimonial, and then people can sit down, and I'll do this one special healing here.
All right, great. Well, we did have an email that we'd like to share with everyone, and this comes to us from CP in the Seattle, Washington area. And she's written a wonderful email. I'd like to read it now. And she says, my name is CP, and I attended your seminar in Seattle last October with wonderful results. My back and thyroid were the physical problems that I asked for healing on. When I went to the doctors, I no longer had a thyroid problem or muscle pains in my back, and I must write to you and thank you and send many blessings your way. Since the results of my doctor visit came back, I've not been able to stop bragging about how wonderful I feel, and I would like to do more of your healing on other parts of my body. When do you plan to return to the Seattle area? And first of all, we just want to say a very heartfelt thank you to CP for the wonderful email and to say how absolutely delighted we are to hear of your wonderful healings on the Creation Lightship. And now addressing your question of when Ron is coming back to Seattle brings up a very interesting topic for discussion, I think, which is a question that a lot of people have, especially for those of you that may be new to this radio broadcast. Perhaps you've been wondering how it is possible for the Creation Lightship to do these healings, whether people are on the phone, listening to a radio broadcast, maybe they're on a teleconference healing session like the one Ron just talked about that's coming up this Saturday, where you've got people from all over the world on the call. And how are they able to do this? And Ron, maybe you can answer that question for us.
Yes, the light shift naturally is out of time, out of space and time. It goes throughout the universe. So really, in their aspect, there's no such thing as time, and they're here right with us continuously. So the way it basically works is that as someone connects to me, then I connect them up to the Creation light shift energetically. And it doesn't matter where you are, so I don't have to be with you in person. So the energies work the same whether I'm right in front of you, you know, 3 feet away, or if you're, you know, 5,000 miles away or so. So the energy always works. And the lightship beings know you because they created you. They know your spirit because your spirit was created by the Creation lightship. And your physical body was also created with this beautiful love energy. So once they start to work with you and connect with you, which is what the sessions are all about, you are connected, and doesn't matter where you are, the healings do work for you, the same whether I'm in person or long distance.
Well, that's wonderful. It allows a lot of people to have a healing that wouldn't necessarily have the opportunity to have one any other way, so that's absolutely wonderful. And would you like to go ahead with that special healing now, or shall we answer some more questions from listeners?
Yeah, we could do the healing right now. So just sit back and relax. And like I've said, this show is all about healings. This is what we're doing here, instantaneous physical healings. And it's done with the grace energy of the Creation Lightship. So there's nothing for you to work out. There's nothing for you to think about. You do want to request your healing, though, because remember, the light ship only works in the now. The light's only in the now, and it always sees you as perfect. And so since we may have some type of problem down here, some kind of condition, situation, it sees you in perfect creation of that particular illness that you may have. So you want to request that you don't want it any longer and to help them work with you. So this first healing that we're going to do is the healing on the sensory body. And naturally, I told you before that we do other healings. The most important, I feel, is the emotional healing. And all these healings cost $5 for each year of your life. So let's just say if you're 20 years of age, it's $100. And if you're 40, it's five times that, which would be $200. So, and it takes about an hour to do this over the telephone. So this is a different body here. This is your sensory body. And again, just sit back and relax. And I'm going to go back about 3 to 4 years in your life here. And we always start from your current time right now. This is how the light ship works with you. And then we go back to your last birthday. So I use the word cleared, and we go to the chakras. There's much more to it than this here. But for our simple minds, we just call this the chakra clearing that goes to the sensory body. And this is probably, actually, if you were to look at it from their standpoint, this chakra clearing is probably about 1% of what they're really doing. So here we go. And sixth chakra, cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Now we're going to go back from your last birthday, one full year. And this beautiful energy is coming in now. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. One more year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay, so I'll just let you sit with that for maybe about a minute here. And we'll just put some music on here so you can enjoy the ceiling. And kind of just look at it and see how you sense and feel this energy going through you, around you, and how it's clearing you out right now of these traumas that you may have had in this particular body here. Okay, so you can kind of feel how the energy feels. For myself, it's just very, very wonderful. How do you feel, Sylvia?
That was a very loving, gentle energy, and I just feel very, very much, a lot more peaceful than when we started, and I feel my heart is just expanding, and it's kind of even hard to describe the feeling of it, but it does feel like you've just kind of taken a bath in pure love or something like that.
Okay, so we'll do one other type of healing here. I'm going to do your emotional body. And this, like I said, is the most important healing you can ever have from me, because this gets rid of your baggage in this lifetime. And these light beams are going to be working with us during the same process here. So it's the same thing. We're going to go through the chakras. And like I said, it's about 1% of what we is actually happening. But we can understand chakras a little bit. There's a lot of books out on chakras. So, and they do clearings on these here. So here we go. This is your emotional body. And again, there's nothing for you to do. That's the nice thing. There's no processing on your part. You just sit back and relax and have it done. So here we go. From this point in your life, right now, this moment, back to your last birthday, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. You can see how quick it works here. Again, next year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. One more year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And I'd like everybody to sit back now again and take a deep breath and maybe close your eyes and kind of look at a situation that you were involved in that pushed your buttons, got you angry, upset, maybe made your heart kind of feel bad, maybe a broken heart, maybe you have some money stolen from you. When you think about it, you get very angry, or just any kind of situation that caused you emotional trauma. And this trauma now is released from you. It'll feel like you're looking at somebody else's movie. You're going to see the event if you want to focus on it. But you're not going to have that really dense, hurtful sting with what happened. So just close your eyes again and look at it and acknowledge your healing. And I'll be back in about a minute. so you should feel a lot of pressure released from you right now. You should feel more in neutral with these experiences. And basically what we deal with is fear. And that can also like turn into anger. So these should be released from you now, and you should be able to just have a better experience with what you've experienced by looking at it. And remember, these healings that we do, they heal your spirit. So your spirit mimics you. It looks just like you. That's why when people see, I'll use the word ghost in a room, they'll see a life form that, you know, maybe looks like the same size you are in the room. And this is how your spirit looks to you. If you're bald, your spirit would probably be bald also. If you're very large, it'll look very large. If you're thin, it'll look thin too. So it actually is created from your physical life form. So you have you that's physical and your spirit, which looks like you also. So these energies heal your spirit, because your spirit has to be healed first before any healing can take place in your physical body. And this is how your healings actually work, is that the spirit needs to be healed. You need to be fully in your body to accept the healing. And the word acceptance isn't necessarily you saying, yes, I want to be healed. That does help. But the acceptance is, are you fully in your body to transmit the divine energy to you? And this is a problem that I see here on this planet, is everybody talks about these high spiritual truths. And they talk about how your thoughts create your own reality. And if that was true, you could manifest anything instantly in front of your eyes. So we know that that does not happen. Okay? So what happens is, if you're not in your body fully, you cannot expect a complete healing. It's basically impossible, because your spirit's a conduit for the divine to work in you. So if you're only 20% in your body like most people, the most you can ever expect is a 20% healing. So the divine sends out 100% of energy to you. Your spirit can only handle 20% width inside of you. And then it goes into the other densities, the other energy bodies that are around you. And one of those is the emotional body. Now, if your emotional body is full of trauma and baggage, and the reason why you created the illness, which basically is your ancestors' thoughts that you're dealing with right now, so there's no guilt for whatever situation you have, you're dealing with their stuff. Unfortunately, that's the way the body works. And at that point, if your emotional body is really full of this baggage that created the illness in your physical body, then it also hampers your healing. So you may only get a 1% or 2% healing. So this is why it's so very important to clear out your emotions. This is what Jesus talked about as being like a child to enter into the kingdom. You must be cleaned out emotionally. This is why we're here, to help with the ascension process. The light ship is doing the ascension for the universe, and it's up to you to do your homework, to work on yourself, to clean yourself out. There's no such thing as a 100 monkey scenario where you can have someone else do all the work and then that you're going to ride on their shirt tails into the ascension process. This is not going to happen. You have to do your work. So if you wish to take your body to a higher consciousness, which is what it would love to do, remember, you're in charge of it to do this. You're the one that's the conduit for this energy. If you let your body down, it's not going to ascend. Your spirit's going to leave naturally anyway. So it's already on its own program, but the gift here is with your body. So this is a body integration of higher frequencies to move it forward in its spiritual growth. And it's up to you to do this. But anyway, so you need to be in your body fully for the ascension and to get healings. And if you're not in your body, you're not going to be able to get healings the way you'd like them to be. And this is why also, your thoughts cannot manifest instantly with you. On the light ship, they do manifestations instantaneously. But down here, like we say, our thoughts create a reality. Well, that's a very high spiritual truth. And, you know, I don't think anybody out there can actually, you know, manifest instantly in front of them right now. You may be able to use someone else's energy by courting them to do a manifestation. But, you know, if you could manifest instantly, you could think of like a glass on your table in front of you, and you want it full of pink water, and it should manifest perfectly with pink water. And if you can do that, then you're completely in the flow of the divine spiritual energy. But if you can't do it, then your thoughts are not manifesting according to the beliefs that people tell you down here. This is one of the traps and teachings that people have here. They take high spiritual truths, and unfortunately, they don't work. And then people get upset because they feel like something's wrong with them, and because they cannot, you know, produce the results that everybody tells them they can do. So anyway, you have any other questions, Sylvia?
Well, that was beautiful what you just talked about. I really learned a lot from that, and I just want to say that emotional clearing that you just did, how much lighter I feel after that. I don't know if our listeners are feeling the same way. I'm sure they are. It's just a great feeling, like you said, of lightness and being able to just observe those things that happened without feeling connected to that trauma or whatever it was. It's just wonderful. And I was really interested in what you were talking about as far as us accepting the healing, and it doesn't just mean being in your head saying, yes, I want this healing or I accept this healing, but it actually involves making sure that our spirit is in our body so that we can be healed. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. And all healings are done through your spirit, okay? So I'll just kind of elaborate on that. Your spirit is your connection to the divine. And that is, I'll use the word your God energy, okay? Although I don't normally use the word God. The Galactic Federation created a God energy outside of ourselves through all of our religious teachings here. So what that has taught us is to go outside of ourselves, to pray to something outside of ourselves. And when you pray, you're giving your energy away to something. So another way of saying this is like a psychic attack. You put your energy out into something, and you cord something. And through that cording, you can either take energy from something, or you can bring it to yourself. And so what happens is, since the Galactic Federation, through the spiritual teachings that we have here, and this is really all that we have for our spirituality, is that they taught us to go outside of ourselves, to go to something that we call God, that exists on their realm, that they created for themselves to take our energy. And the true teachings of spirituality is to go within. And the creation lightship created you, and that's the link to the divine, is through your spirit. Then your spirit goes to the creation lightship, and this is where the energy is, and you're always connected. But the Federation, because they wanted to use our energy to disempower us, came through and created our religious teachings here to allow us to give them energy, to delude us, so we would not be fully empowered. So if you realize that, then even in the teachings like of Christianity, in that teaching, they created a God outside of ourselves that you must believe in to be saved. And then some religious teachings of that aspects, they created Jesus, which was a divine being. And in this terminology, some Christians believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Another Christian teaching says that he is the God itself. So regardless of the teaching, you still need to go to your spirit inside of you, which is what Jesus taught here. And so you must understand that his teachings versus how religion was created are two different things entirely. And so the Federation is, can be thanked for sidestepping us away from our true divinity, which is our own spirit inside of ourselves. And so your healings that you have, if you go to any practitioner, that energy is directed from their spirit to your spirit from the creation lightship. This is your connection. And then from there, the healing takes place. And the healing will take place according to your belief systems, which basically is how much baggage you have, okay? And how much baggage you have from past lives of your genetics in your body, and how much your body is going to take this energy, because naturally, if you have a lot of energy blockages, you're not going to have your full healing. And so this is why it's so important to clean out your body, to clean out these discordant thought forms preventing you from having your healing. And your spirit cannot and will not come into your body in judgment. It's a divine energy. It does not judge. And when you have these blockages stored inside of your body, which is judgment, at that point your spirit can't resonate to that, and it will not fill up those little cubby holes, we'll say. And inside of there are the judgments. So you will not get a complete healing because of your baggage. Because your spirit has to be fully integrated with every cell of your body to heal it. So I just need to definitely stress that, because your divinity, your connection to the divine, to the light energy itself, which only works in the now, is from your spirit. This is where you need to connect to. So I don't want to put any information out that you may have only heard part of what I'm saying, and maybe editing what I'm saying. Your connection to the light is through your spirit and nothing else. Anything outside of yourself that you may pray to is not going to give you that connection. It must be through your own spirit. This is what Jesus' teachings were. He was probably the last master here that actually came through to teach truth. And like you said, you must be innocent like a child, just paraphrasing, to go into the kingdom. And the kingdom is in your heart center. And this is where you need to be for your healings and to have your communication with the divine, which is you. So I'll turn it over to you, Sylvia.
Well, then for tonight's healing, before we actually go to the light ship for the healing, putting this on a practical level, how can each of us get our spirits more connected and in our bodies so that we can actually receive more of this healing?
Well, what I'll first do, since most of our blockages can be entities that attach to us, that's one of the problems that we have, along with our baggage, and the entities can come in and recognize our baggage and resonate with our baggage, our discordant thought forms, and these can also take away our energy. They're like an energy vampire to us. And they can prevent healings. They can cause us aches and pains in our body. And they shouldn't be with us. So we're going to do an entity clearing right now. So this, again, sit back and relax. This is the Creation Light Ship doing healings with you. This is the energy that created you. And they know all about you, and they're taking away entities now from you. And this you should do daily. You need to ask your spirit to take away these entities and to bring more of itself back to you, the spirit fragments that left in pain and trauma and fear, et cetera. So, and this is your responsibility. Remember, you're supposed to be in your body 100%. So they're clearing away entities right now. Most people feel a lightness happening to them because these dense energies, these are emotional bodies of people who passed on in this lifetime. And there's millions of them, if not trillions, floating around here. And they all attach to you. In a sense that we talk about, these are what you call ghosts. A negative term of that might be a poltergeist. We've all had that experience of going into a room or a location and you go, man, this room feels awfully negative to me. I don't want to walk in there. That's because there's entities in there or something bad happened there. So it's just the residual of a past event that you don't want to experience. So your body naturally kind of like doesn't want to walk through a doorway or something, or you have, you know, chills in your body, your hair could stand up on end. And it's just a kind of a warning that your body's saying, hey, man, look, I don't want to go in this room to be attacked by these things. So, okay, you're cleared out quite a bit. And again, like I said, there's nothing for you to do. And we're going to bring more of your spirit back to you. Your spirit is already cleansed and healed of the traumas that it experienced, which is why it left you. I'll count to 10. It's going to come in whatever way it needs to into your body for your healing to you so you can become more whole and complete. Remember, you need to be 100% in your body. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll do some more clearing here. Remember, this is your responsibility to do this every day. You might even do it 3 times a day. And what you're going to find is that you have a much higher consciousness. Your thoughts go quicker, go faster. You're able to maybe see more colors when your spirit comes into your body more. and just overall you actually feel better. And you get more healing because the divine can only heal through your spirit. Like I said, any practitioner, when they work with you, whatever they're doing, they're working with your spirit. If you're not in your body, you will not have a healing. Okay, here we go. Coming back in again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, do some more clearing of these entities. You should feel a little heavier in your body now. When you're home more in your body, you're going to feel heavier. This is a normal process because your body is now integrating with you, your spirit. Some people feel a warmth or tingles. And here we go, bringing more of you to yourself. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'll do this one more time for everyone here. And these healings so far will work on the archives. Next, we're going to bring the light being in and energize her on your computer monitor and get your glass of water ready. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Remember, this you should be doing daily, probably 3-4 times a day, because you want to be home in your body. This is the reason why your spirit's with you. So go to your monitor now and naturally get on my home page, which is probably where you are, and just scroll down. Go past the time schedules. We have 4 shows a week. These are all dedicated to healing. And underneath that blinking little star there that's shining out to the universe, you can see this beautiful light being there. This is drawn by a lady who was actually able to see up on the creation light ship, and she drew this photograph of this beautiful divine being. So just kind of watch her right now, and we're having this divine being bring in her essence energy. This is her first creation energy. She'll bring it into your photo. If you've been online before, you probably naturally have seen her almost come alive in the monitor right now. Her eyes will get brighter. Her face will kind of stand out a little bit, become more three-dimensional. She may start to smile. The glow that she's emitted around her body, this auric field, will actually start to change colors. And you're going to feel your whole living room change with vibration as she comes into your living room through this photograph of her on the monitor. And she says she needs about 15 more seconds to get energized. And what do you see on your monitor, Sylvia?
Well, just like you said, it seems like she's coming more to life or more present here. And I just absolutely love when that happens because I start to feel so much love and light radiating from her. And you know, I wanted to mention something that I noticed since I've been working with you on these shows and your conference calls where you energize her and also bringing other light beings and masters and so forth down to us, I've noticed just in my house it feels so much more light. And I also notice my plants are growing like crazy, like they're just so happy. I can't explain it any other way because I haven't changed how I've taken care of them. So that's the only thing that's different, and it's just wonderful.
Yes, that's true, yeah. And what you also find is that a lot of negative people in your life will tend to drop out of your life because you won't have that resonance with them.
Yeah, they don't come over and call.
Yeah, because they don't want to have that extra high frequency. So this is what happens. So she's ready to energize your container of water. So if you're a first-timer on here, what I'll say is going to happen is it takes about 2 minutes to charge the water, and you're going to want to put one hand on each side of your container. Normally it's a glass of water that you would have. And you're going to start to feel energy from this photograph linking to you. And you're going to feel this beautiful love energy come into your body, and she's going to charge the water for you. And she will put in light code energy into the water, which is just for you, for whatever you need right now in your life. So this could be also used for detoxification. It could be to increase the vibration of your body. It could be to help your spirit in its healing. So it does many things at one time, but they know more than we do. So again, just sit back and relax, and she's now going to start to do this healing process. and now she's beginning. So we'll see you back in about 2 minutes. And you probably feel your hands pulsate and vibrate during this session here. And whatever happens is normal. Okay, so what I'd like you to do now is to take your water and have a sip of it here. It should taste very much different than what it did before. Normally it's silkier, smoother to swallow, and everybody will have their own experience at this, but it's very good drinking water. So do sample this right now. I'm going to have a sip of mine. Yep, it tastes very good. How's yours, Sylvia?
Goes down really nice.
Okay, so we're now going to go to the Creation Light Ship. We'll do a couple healings up there for people. And this will not work on the archives, only because there are still negative ships here. We'll say call them UFOs in the 3D and 4D that are abducting people. That's thanks to the Galactic Federation's unwillingness to keep other life forms out from interfering with us. So this only works on the in the now on the shows when I'm talking live. So just sit back and relax, and you're going to feel this beautiful love energy coming around you. And this love energy is from the Creation Light Ship. You're going to be transported out of time. There's a beautiful white light tunnel, and you're going there right now. If you have any animals or pets you'd like to bring with you for healing, you can request them too. Just think of them in your thoughts. Right now you're going into a room, which is their transporter room. This is where they're going to be doing a body scan on you to find out what type of life being you are. Remember, the Creation Light Ship goes throughout the universe, and it heals all sentient beings for ascension. So if they choose to ascend, they can, but they have to have healings in order to partake in this scenario here. So, and it's all free choice, free will. Right now you're going into the next room, which is your orientation room, and you're selecting your doctor teams. This is the first incarnation of these light beings. The light ship is where all the masters and saints and angels reside in their true essence, their first incarnation. And they're there, and they can also help you. And you're at free choice to select the teams that you're going to be working with tonight. And so right now, we're going down a long hallway. On the left side are the windows to the light ship. You can look out and see the universe. On the right side of you are the walls to the light ship. There's doors that can appear automatically. There's plants there. There's windows. There's different types of writings on the walls for the different types of races that are on the light ship. And like I said, this is their first incarnation. And they're here to help us. They haven't incarnated yet to their planet where they're going to after the universal shift, so they're here to help everyone. Sentient beings. So we're going into the procedure room, and the first room we're going to go into, and you're at free choice for your healings. The first room that you're going into, and this is not a meditation, so you don't want to go out of your body. If you go out of your body, this will not work for you. You need to be in your body with your spirit there, because your spirit's the conduit. So the first room we're going into is the room where they're going to release from us physical body pain. And so, again, you want to request down here also. You're up there talking to them, too, just like you're talking to anybody down here. But you may be using mental telepathy. So here you go now into this room. And we'll be in this room for about a minute. And request down here what you'd like to have released from you as far as physical body pain. And I'm going to bring in one of my favorite people here. I work with him side by side on the light ship. This is Saint Germain. This is his first cause energy. And he's going to come into your living room right now. So here he comes. Stronger, 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 stronger. And he's coming into your room. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, request your healings, and I'll be back in about a minute here. Okay, I'm going to go to another location on the creation light ship. This is the same light ship that Jesus used 2,000 years ago for his healings that he performed here on the earth and also for his ascension teachings. And we're going into another location. This room is where they're going to be working with our heart. They'll be working with the circulatory system, so if you have any concerns there, request healing there. And we're going to bring in the energy of Jesus. From the light ship, this is his first incarnation energy, first cause energy, his essence energy into your living room. So here he comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And again, just sit back and relax. There's nothing for you to do. Just request your healings. Thank you. They'll go to another location on the Creation Light Ship. And again, there's nothing for you to do. The light beams are going to now work with your complete skeleton. So if you have any concerns there, just do a request now. And here we go. We're going to bring in another divine energy. We'll leave Jesus in your living room. We'll bring in the energy of Mary Magdalene. So here she comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, do your requesting now and sit back and relax. There's nothing for you to do. They're going into another room. This is where they can help you with joint pain. So if you have any joint pain, request healing there. Now I'm going to be working with your muscle structure, so again, give you a request for muscles if you have any concerns there also. Okay, we'll go into one final room, and this room is where we're going into this beautiful swimming pool, and it's filled full of this liquid light energy water. It's silver and sparkles like diamonds, and we can breathe perfectly fine underwater. And in this water, it doesn't touch your skin, but coming to us now are these beautiful light beings, and they're in the form of dolphins, and they'll do their special healing work with us. So again, request your healings, and we'll see you back in about a minute. We'll bring in their beautiful dolphin energy down for us to experience here. Thank you. we're now coming back here. We're going into the orientation room where we're thanking our doctors for working with us. And they're placing around us a special cocoon of conscious healing energy. Remember, you won't be on the light ship, but this energy will be with you for the next 5 days so you can request additional healings from this beautiful light energy around you. Right now we're coming down a beautiful tunnel of white light, and we're here right now. And so, like I said, we're doing a special ascension program on Saturday. You can give me a call if you wish to join in. My phone number is 877-384-3257. And this is for a four-hour creation light ship healing. You'll be transported to the creation light ship there for 4 hours. 3 hours for just for special ascension codes being transmitted into us. We'll get 1 hour of divine drinking water. And this session is where you join up with the Merkaba around you. There's different energies that are here to assist us for ascension. I do this once a month, and the cost on it is $60. So you can connect with me if you wish to have this. You can also give me an email if you like on the healings that you had this evening. You can email healings@creationlightship.com. And do you have anything to say? We have a couple minutes left, Sylvia.
Well, thank you so much for that wonderful healing. And I just want to encourage people to take advantage of this Saturday's conference call healing session. I was lucky enough to do the one last month, and if you can imagine how good you feel after going to the ship just for 10 minutes like we just did, well, imagine going for 4 hours and all the beautiful different healing rooms that you get to experience. It was just absolutely marvelous, and it changed my life, and I'm sure that you can't find anything like that anywhere for $60. I mean, it's just such a gift that you're giving us, Ron. So I just want to encourage everybody. I hope to have you all on that line on Saturday at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time.
Yes, so we'll get off the air right now and turn it over to Don and for the next lady who's going to be on. And just have a wonderful evening. This light being will be charged up here. She'll be with you for the next half an hour, and she can also do physical healings with you. Remember, the light ship only does physical healings. Everything else stays down here, so this is what they do. And this is the energy that created you. This is the source that Jesus used when he was here 2,000 years ago for his teachings, and all of our masters, saints, and angels were created there. And you're getting their first cause energy, which is very, very pure. And you can request healings also. So this is what we're all about, is healings. And you're dealing with creation itself. And I have other shows. My next show will be Wednesday. And it's time, it will be Friday. And it'll be on the late night, which will be at 9:30. So hope to see you there, and have a wonderful evening. And thank you, Don, and blessings to everybody.
And, Ron, are you taking calls right now from people if they're interested in being on Saturday's call?
Yes, I'll have my line open here. So if you want to just give me a jingle, 877-384-3257. 877-384-3257. And thank you all.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.